From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. As the November general election approaches, two Missouri politicians have formally started their bids for governor. Gabby Moreira de Nubila has more.
The governor's race started in earnest this Tuesday when the two frontrunners filed their bids for office. The incumbent governor, Republican Michael Parson, and his main challenger, Democrat state auditor Nicole Galloway, are the two prominent lawmakers running for governor of Missouri. Parson said that this might be the last time he runs for governor.
I've been very blessed to have the career I've had, I think we're on the right track, I've been around long enough, never say never. But I'd say the First Lady might say never.
Galloway and Parson have recently disagreed over sending Clean Missouri back to a state vote, with Galloway arguing it should stay as is and Parson advocating to send it back for revisions. The gubernatorial primaries will be held on August 4th. I'm Gabby Moreira de Nubila.
Missouri House lawmakers discussed LGBTQ education in public and charter schools yesterday. Cassidy Arena has more.
Dozens of people appeared at a House hearing in opposition to a bill sponsored by Representative Chuck Basie, a Republican from Roachport. The bill would allow parents to withdraw their students from any, quote, course material that teaches about sexual orientation or gender identity. Basie said he introduced the bill after hearing concerns about posters in Gentry Middle School in Columbia from the student Gay Straight Alliance Club. The students had posted signs defining different sexual orientations and genders. Under Basie's bill, everything from club posters to class curriculum would be considered course material. Representative Judy Morgan, a Democrat from Kansas City, cited Harvey Milk in her opposition to the bill.
If any LGBT student or an ally is in that class and they know that these students are being removed because you're teaching about an openly gay politician, that's going to stigmatize those kids. That's going to hurt those kids.
I'm Cassidy Arena.
The Missouri Education Department is requesting additional funding for elementary and secondary school transportation, and senators are unsure if they should grant it. At the current funding level, department officials say schools have to repurpose other funds to pay for buses, or some schools must even implement a four-day school week instead. The department requested an additional $64 million yesterday at a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. Some senators question why the department is only asking for $64 million when its officials say the department is underfunded by about $200 million. The department's chief budget officer, Jennifer Jordan, says the $64 million request is part of a three-year funding plan. Columbia College is eliminating 25 employees from its main campus in Columbia. The college announced the decision yesterday. 24 other employees will be affected across the other 35 locations nationwide. The college cited falling enrollment, especially among adult students, as a reason for the change. Spokesperson Sam Flory says the affected staffers have already been notified and aren't on campus today.
We've made a statement about the staff reductions that we put out earlier today. They took effect today, and that's what we have to say at this point.
The statement says the institution remains financially strong, and affected employees were offered severance packages. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.